Morning, everybody. So David gave a very long introduction, which is kind of a, and thank you, which is kind of a departure from what we're going to do for most of the day. So I really appreciate it. But for most of our speakers, we will give a very short introduction of their names and affiliations and we have their bios online at the tams.org link, so you're welcome to go online to find out more about the speakers. So again, David, thank you very much for all of that. So I want now to have a look at the structure of our task force. I didn't do it right. Thanks. Okay. All right. So the first thing we want to do is just give you a very brief overview on the task that we have in mind for the task force. So you can see the key steps. We are reviewing scientific and technical methodologies and approaches. We want to identify any gaps in existing work. So let me underscore a little bit what this is all about. We are not making new science. The task force, that is not our objective, but rather we want to find what has been done in the state of Texas that would inform the future, both for Texas and, may I say, the nation and perhaps even the world. So when we say gaps, that means things that we think what we already know suggests we would like to know more. So the third bullet addresses that, how to suggest improvements and reconcile any inconsistencies that we find and make recommendations for further analysis. So we have our task ahead of us and a lot of work to do. So the next thing I would like to mention about the task force membership, and in a moment I'm going to introduce each of them and ask them to stand and be identified. So we have actually 19 task force members, two task force liaisons, and a study director. I'll be introducing all of them. And their expertise as a short list you see there, and I could start going on about additional expertise they bring, things like air pollution, climate science, risk assessment, exposure science, endangered species, subsurface geology, groundwater and surf. I just can't do it all. But suffice to say, the task force brings a lot of expertise to the forefront. And today is our opportunity to here with you and as a group from invited speakers that they have recommended. So this is going to be very helpful to us overall in preparing the report we have in mind. So the next thing I want to do actually is ask task force members to stand as I read your name. And I'm going to do them according to the topic areas. So we'll start with air. And David Allen, I think he's still in the room, is he? Or did he leave for the airport? He may have already left, so yeah, okay. So we David had to go to D.C. On another matter. The other two members of the AIR group, Ramon Alvarez.
He's missing today, but he will be here tomorrow.
Okay, all right. But so who do we have there? Matthew. Thank you. So Matthew Harrison. And then let's go to the land group. I know Melinda Taylor is here. She's our lead. And then Joseph Fitzsimmons has arrived. I don't see Tracy yet. Yeah, okay, very good. And then water just came in, Danny Ribley. So thank you. Danny Bullard is also here, and Michael Young. Okay. Then in the seismicity group, our lead also has pressing business and is not here today, but his two members are Chris Nygaard. There he is, and Craig Pearson. Then for the transportation group, John Barton is here, and Cesar Quiroga. And finally, for the social economic, Jean Theodori is here. He's the lead. And then Omar's not here yet, but Urs Kreuter is here. All right. So before I ask you to give all of them a hand, I want to also introduce some very important associates to this effort. So our project director, and boy, oh boy, without him we wouldn't be anywhere, is Jeff Jacobs. And we also have our board liaisons. So these are members of the board who are working with the task force, and that would be Ken Arnold and David Russell, that you've already seen. So quite a group involved in this effort. And now I think it would be great to give them a hand. All right, so the next thing I want to do is just give you a brief overview of our agenda for the day. And hopefully everybody got a copy of this, but if you didn't, Mary Lou, could you stand? Mary Lou?
Mary Beth.
Or Mary Beth? Yes, so Mary Beth is right here, and we definitely deserve acknowledging them as well, because the beautiful setup that you see here and the program that's been arranged and many, many other things are due to our TAMS staff. And I feel like towards the end of the day, Mary Lou, Mary Beth, you're going to introduce all of our TAMS people here. Is that okay? Okay, I would like that. So if you don't have a copy of this, Mary Beth, where do we find more of those?
It should be on the table.
Okay, so everybody should have one of these. So what I want to do is just briefly go through in overview the expectations for today. So we're going to spend the morning with expert presentations. So I'll be introducing each of these speakers one by one. During this time, we are going to have a microphone available to our task force members for Q&A. So we're interested to have an opportunity to hear what the invited experts have to present and then interact with them a little bit with the task force. For those of you who are not on the task force, if you have questions, I think you may have near you or right there with you note cards like this. So what we would like is if you have questions for any of these speakers and you want to remember them or you want to bring them to our attention, use these for that purpose. We have a basket over there where you'll be able to put them or hang on to them, because when we have breaks and lunch, this could be an opportunity for you to approach the task force members or the speakers directly. And we're certainly keenly interested in that input. So that'll be our morning session. And then in the afternoon, the first part, we have people from the Texas state agencies. We also have someone from Oil and Gas Trade Association and from the Environmental Defense Fund, so an environmental NGO. So this will be similar format, opportunity for Q&A after each of their presentations, mainly directed towards the task force members to ask questions. But once again, same thing, and there'll be breaks for all participants to approach those people. The final part of the program, am I keeping my slides upright? No. Yes. Okay. So final part of the program will be a panel discussion, so a very different format. And Jean will be chairing the panel. And we have representatives from the three main regions in the state of Texas where these very intense developments of oil and gas have been going on. I think these are... I did want to say that format will be a little different. That's where, again, the note cards will come in handy, because what we want you to do, anyone in the room, is put questions on the note cards. We'll be going around to pick those up, because this one will be more dynamic. Jeff and I are going to be helping Gene pick these questions, and especially one of the things we'll be looking for: can we read them? So as you write them, please write them in a way that's readable, because first thing we'll do, if we can't read it, probably he can't read it, because we'll hand him the questions for our panel members. So that part will be a little bit different dynamic, and we'll explain it again. So don't worry that you don't remember everything I'm telling you right now. The last thing that I had in mind to do was to introduce Mary Lou Hastings. And so let me say a few words about Mary Lou. And we're so pleased that she's here, because she is the vice president and sustainability of the sustainability program for Cynthia and George Mitchell Foundation. Her office is here in Austin, and the Mitchell Foundation is helping to support the task force effort. Mary Lou leads the foundation's strategic grant making programs that focus on sustainability issues, including clean energy, shale sustainability, water, and sustainability education. She has a 25-year career specializing in the interaction of science, public policy, and philanthropic investment. She has a 25-year career specializing in the interaction of science, public policy, and wow, that's in there twice. I'm so sorry. Mary Lou convenes high-profile collaborative efforts to promote Texas's transition to sustainability, including initiatives to modernize its oil and gas regulations, address ongoing drought, and adopt clean energy policies. She is also a highly sought-after strategic and organizational development advisor to nonprofit organizations, foundations, and academic organizations. There are a number of other things that I could say about Mary Lou, but her bio is also posted for you, both on the Mitchell Foundation site and I believe also on our TAMEST site. So Mary Lou, can I invite you to please make a few remarks for us?